Welcome to Soulful Jewish Living, mindful practices for every day with me, Josh Fagelson. I'm grateful you're here, and I hope you benefit from our time together. I have a question for you. To what extent do you consider yourself a spiritual person? A lot? A bit? Not at all? If you're in that latter category and you're still listening to Soulful Jewish Living, seriously, I'm impressed. One of the major public research organizations in America, NORC, the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago, recently asked this question in a major study sponsored by the Fetzer Institute. We'll put a link to the study in the show notes. And they found something that kind of knocked my socks off. 86% of Americans said they identify as spiritual to at least some extent. I don't know about you, but that's a way higher number than I expected to hear. One of the really cool things about this study was that they spent less time trying to define what spirituality means and more finding out about what people associated with it, what spirituality meant to them. They asked people to draw pictures of spirituality. They asked for words people associated with spirituality. And one thing that came through over and over was that for most people, spirituality is at root about the experience of connection to themselves, to other people, to the natural world, to a higher power. There's something about spirituality that helps people move from being focused on I and me to being focused on us and we. That reality is reflected in the study's finding that I'm most intrigued by, that people who identify as spiritual are far more likely to participate in civic life, which tells me that people who feel more connected to things and people beyond themselves end up participating more in the life of the community. With the Torah portion of Truma, we arrive at a part of the Torah that can feel a little boring, a series of Torah portions that last for several weeks. It's all about the building of the Mishkan, the portable temple for God that the Israelites built in the wilderness. In chapter after chapter, we learn in rather painstaking detail about its dimensions, all the objects inside of it, the materials used to make them, the clothing for the priests who would offer sacrifices inside it. As a kid, and I'll be honest, even today as an adult, reading these Torah portions would sometimes bring to mind what the little boy says to his grandfather at the beginning of The Princess Bride.
Doesn't sound too bad. I'll try and stay awake.
But what I've learned over the years is that these long sections of the Torah are actually a deep lesson in spirituality, connection, and community. Why? Because as we learn at the beginning of Truma, the Mishkan is meant to be built out of the contributions and work of people who, the Torah says, are moved in their hearts to contribute. It's not created through taxing or seizing property or enslaving people to build it. It's a voluntary effort undertaken by people who feel a sense of connection and inspiration. So much so that, as we'll read in one of the Torah portions to come, Moses has to tell them to stop bringing so much stuff. And the whole project is framed by one of the most beautiful and important lines in the Torah, when God tells Moses that the people should, quote, build me a home so that I may dwell among them. The masters of the Hasidic tradition pick up on this language and point out that God doesn't want to dwell in the building, but rather in them, the people, in their hearts, in our hearts. Building the Mishkan is the work of making a home for the divine, the creator, the life force of the universe, whatever you want to call it. It isn't just the work or the privilege of the generation of the Exodus from Egypt. It's our work and privilege too. As the Fetzer Institute study reminds us, that home isn't in some building, but in our own hearts and minds and spirits. Whenever we cultivate that awareness of interconnection, my feeling is that we're building, or maybe even revealing, a home for the Holy One. My day job is serving as president and CEO of the Institute for Jewish Spirituality, one of the co-producers of this podcast. So people often ask me, what exactly is spirituality? The answer I've found I like best is that spirituality is our capacity for feeling truly at home in the world. When we experience that sense of profound interconnectedness with ourselves, with loved ones, with other humans, with the natural world, with a oneness that exists both within and beyond ourselves, that, to me, is us flexing our spirituality. And I would suggest that's also when we build the Mishkan, when we create a home for the infinite oneness of life and the universe. Usually this is the part of the show where I offer a mindfulness practice for you to do. But the truth is that this week, there's not one single practice I feel like I want to teach, because every practice we explore together on this podcast is an exercise in this teaching. So instead, I want to encourage you to choose one practice you want to deepen a bit this week. It could be meditation. It could be having an intention or focus phrase for the week. It could be a journaling practice. You can listen to a previous episode and try one of the practices I've taught before. But most fundamentally, what I want to invite you to do, and it's important that you're invited, not required, otherwise it's not really building the Mishkan, is be sure to find at least one moment each day when you can slow down and bring your awareness to the reality that you are connected to your body and mind, to the physical place where you are, to friends and loved ones in your life, to the natural world, to a presence greater than what appears on the surface. Allow yourself to be aware of that, to hold it, to be held by it. When you're doing that, you're making a home for that larger presence. And I think you may find you're spiritually at home too. Blessings for the journey. Know that I'm on it with you. Thank you for joining us for Soulful Jewish Living, Mindful Practices for Every Day, a production of Unpacked, a division of Open Door Media, and the Institute for Jewish Spirituality. This episode was sponsored by Jonathan and Corey Califer and the Somerset Patriots, the Bridgewater, New Jersey-based AA affiliate of the New York Yankees. If you like this show, subscribe, give us 5 stars, and write us a review on Apple Podcasts. Check out Jewish Unpacked for everything Unpacked related, and subscribe to our other podcasts, and check out the Institute for Jewish Spirituality. Most important, be in touch. Write to me at josh@jewishunpacked.com. This episode was hosted by me, Rabbi Josh Fagelson. Audio was edited by Rob Pera, and were produced by Rivki Stern. Thanks for joining us. Hi, everyone. I want to let you know about a wonderful new opportunity for folks in their 20s and 30s. It's called Shed It, and it's our new live weekly 30-minute Jewish mindfulness meditation set on Monday nights, hosted by Rebecca Schisler. You'll be able to practice along with other spiritual seekers from all over, and we even have a great WhatsApp group for you to connect. Go to jewishspirituality.org to find out more. That's jewishspirituality, all one word, .org. Thanks.